Hello, this is Kimberly from windowstotheheart.net, and these are the directions for inner nature, outer image. So this is number one in the ebook, Finding Your Inner Compass. So for this activity, you will need a piece of paper and drawing materials, and there are directions in the ebook in how to fold the paper and how to label it. So go ahead and be sure that you have followed those directions before we move on. And you can turn the recording off and come back when you're ready. Okay, welcome back. So you're going to need about 30 minutes for this activity. So by now, you have your materials that you need. Next step is to find a comfortable, quiet place to be for these next 30 minutes. And as you sit down to listen to this recording, you're going to close your eyes and become more aware of any stress in your body that you need to let go of. So begin to focus on your breath in and out through your nose, and as you do so, move any part of your body that feels tense, allowing your body to reposition so it feels more relaxed. And now move your focus to your breathing in and out through your nose. And begin to focus your breathing in your heart, imagining that as you breathe in, that this nourishing air is entering into your heart, and as you breathe out, you're breathing out any stress or tension. And just stay here for a few breaths, taking in the nourishing breath, letting go of any worry or frustration or stress. And as you become more centered in your heart, begin to notice any image within yourself that shows you your inner essence. This image can be a person, a light, can be different colors, a landscape, an object, or any of these. You may experience a smell. You may experience some kind of sound. Go ahead and take a moment or two to fill in all the details and get vibrant color within this image. This represents your inner essence, your original self, your true self. And after you have filled in all the details and received all the messages, you're going to bring your awareness back into the room where you are, gently opening your eyes, and take this image and these messages from this image back to your paper, and draw or write what you saw, you heard, or you felt on the side of your paper that's labeled Inner Nature. Go ahead and take your time. You can come back into your heart when you need to for more details to see the image or experience the message. When you're done and you have all of your image and information on this side of the paper, take a few notes, write a few sentences that describe your image. For example, after you look at this image, you may see that it's radiant. You can write radiant, or you feel creative or curious. You can write that down on this side of the paper. So go ahead and turn off the recording to complete this activity and come back when you have completed. Okay, good. Just to review, by now you've drawn your image and written down a note or two or a sentence or two that describes your image. For example, if your image was radiant or creative, or you had an expression or of curiosity in the image, that you wrote this down on this side of the paper. You may have written a sentence that has more expansive words. Any words that you choose are perfect. So you can come back to this activity whenever you'd like and add more detail to it. And you can also use this image as an anchor image for your inner nature and the messages it has for you. And for now, then, we're going to move to the other side of the paper. And on the top of that second side, there is a label. By now, or if not yet, go ahead and write outer world. And this is where we're going to be working for a moment with this question. And if you would please write this question down at the top of this paper. So the question is, what is the difference in the outer world from my inner essence or inner nature image? What is the difference? Or you could change it to, how am I different in the outer world than I am in my inner essence or inner nature? So however you'd like to write that question. You can even write difference. What's the difference? Okay. So go ahead and put your writing tool down. And we're going to move into our heart again, getting in touch with your breath. Moving into your heart to see and hear and feel how your outer experience in the world or outer image in the world that gets projected is different than your inner image. How is it different? You may see how you act. You may see an expression on your face. You may see a shield. You could see a number of things. But once you're in touch with the difference, take your writing materials and write words or draw pictures on the side of your paper that says outer world, about how your outer image is projecting into your life. For example, these are just starters. You could say, I have to. It could be, I have to protect myself. I should do, or I should be. I avoid. I hide. I isolate. I entertain. I try to be perfect. I feel shame. I compete. Many things. So how is it different than your image for your inner world? And if you feel like you're getting stuck, bring your awareness again into your heart. And get a sense of that. If it feels difficult to start writing, move your writing tool into your non-dominant hand. If you're right-handed, move your writing tool into your left hand and just start writing. You could even scribble here. Whatever you start to write is important. So if you need more time, go ahead and turn the recording off at this time and come back when you have completed this. Okay, welcome back. So now we're going to open up your paper, your page, so that both images are in front of you. Your inner nature is now next to your image of your outer world, with pictures, with words, with scribbles, with shapes, anything. So now you're going to compare. Let's take a moment and look at the two pictures side by side. We're going to add more detail. Is there any other detail that we need to add? How are they different? So we're going to do a compare here and contrast. So you may have chosen different colors, one for your inner nature and a different color for your outer world. You may have chosen, for example, I use the word radiant as an example, so maybe yellow for my inner nature, or I may have had rainbow colors there in my inner nature, and then I go to the outer world and my yellow may have become a different color like blue, or there may not be as many colors. It might be pencil. It could be using a black marker. Just noticing what's different. I mean, literally noticing what's different. Notice any expression change. There could be a smile to a serious face. There could be a change in shape that's round to more angular or geometric. It can be a change in expression of open to closed, or vulnerable and open to guarded and protected. It could be all of those things. So here is the sentence that we're going to fill in the blanks with. And I'm just going to read this without the descriptors, and then I'm going to ask you to circle some descriptors as I read this. So let's look at image one. So this is your inner essence. So the sentence will be, and this is going to be in the confidential focus questionnaire. So you're going to be filling in just the descriptors into the questionnaire. So I'm going to be asking you to circle descriptors that you wrote down in image number one, which is your inner essence or your inner nature. Okay, so the sentence is, I am. Now go ahead and scan your words, and please circle them or underline them or highlight them. Okay, these are your words. I am blank. That's your inner nature. Okay. So for mine, it would have been curious, creative, radiant. I would circle them, highlight them, underline them. If I don't want to write anything on the page, I would write them on a separate piece of paper. And I'd put a number one by it. Okay. Or inner nature. Okay, let's go ahead to the other side of the page, the outer world. So this is going to be where you are looking at the second image, outer world, and the question was, how is my outer world expression different from my inner world? So your inner essence, how is it different from my inner essence or my inner nature? So the sentence here is, I protect and disconnect from my inner essence by, go ahead and search the side of the paper, any descriptors in the image, in the outer world. Go ahead and circle them, highlight them, or write them down. So I had given a few examples. So if there was shame, or I isolate, I compete, I hide, notice how that would be different from radiant. I hide would be different from radiating. Being curious and my inner nature would be different from isolating. Creativity would be different than having to feel like I was perfect or I felt shame. So those would be the descriptors I would circle. Shame, perfect, isolate, hide. Okay. So now I'm going to read this whole statement that will show up in the questionnaire, and you'll see how this will work. So in my inner essence, I am radiant, creative, and curious, period. I protect and disconnect from my inner essence by hiding, avoiding, trying to be perfect, and feeling ashamed in the outer world. Okay. So that's how that will be working in the questionnaire that you are going to be filling out for the repatterning. Okay. If you have any questions about this activity, and if you'd like to take a picture of your comparison of these two different sides of your page and send them to me, at Kimberly@windowstotheheart.net, and I would love to share that experience with you even before the repatterning. That would be fantastic. Okay, thank you so much.